Thousands of people marched in Waukesha Tuesday for the annual A Day Without Latinos and Immigrants in Wisconsin. The demonstration is usually held in Milwaukee, but this year organizers moved it to Waukesha. People from across the state participated in support of immigrants' rights, but also in opposition to 287G. The latter is a program that would allow local law enforcement to act as immigration and customs enforcement agents. Waukesha County Sheriff Eric Severson agreed to participate in the program earlier this year. As WUWM's Taryn Powell reports, marchers are fighting to keep the program out of Waukesha.
Si Se Puede echoed through the streets of downtown Waukesha as the community came together to show solidarity for immigrants' rights. It means, yes, it can be done. A Day Without Latinos began with an early morning rally at Cutler Park in Waukesha. The site was filled with men, women, and children of all ages and backgrounds holding signs that said, "Keep families together, solidarity, and we are all Wisconsin." The next stop was the Waukesha County Courthouse. The crowd navigated through neighborhoods escorted by police. People came out of their homes to watch protesters line the streets. Some even joined the cause. Marlies Gonzalez was one protester who could be heard chanting Si Se Puede in the sea of marchers.
I can't believe we're in 2000 still fighting for these.
These being the equality and rights of minority people. Gonzalez says she came to the march in opposition to 287G policies and what she says is the Trump administration's effort to stop immigrants from coming into the U.S., and being surrounded by so many people fighting for the same cause is giving her goosebumps.
It's great to see that we can all unite and represent what we're here to fight and show the impact that immigrants and Hispanic community and all these different minority communities can come do when we're together.
Gonzalez says she's lucky to not have been personally affected by anti-immigrant policies, but she's known friends who have been.
That's why I'm out here, making sure that they get the due process and rights that they deserve.
Supporting immigrant justice was also a reason Jack Davila attended the protest. He's on the executive board for Voces de la Frontera Action. He says the group is calling for a stop to the deportations, a stop to families being torn apart by the Trump administration, and to stop 287G from happening in Waukesha County. Davila says he hasn't personally been affected by anti-immigration policies either, but he's heard enough stories at Voces that prove people are really afraid.
They're scared that they're going to go drop their children off at school and immigration authorities are going to be there.
In addition to igniting people's fears of deportation, Davila says another reason Waukesha doesn't need 287G is because it will work against public safety. He says fear of deportation can lessen the likelihood that immigrants will cooperate with law enforcement, ultimately making it harder for Waukesha County to solve crimes. However, Davila says an event like A Day Without Latinos is important because it will hopefully show authority the power of the Latino community in Wisconsin.
We cannot be afraid anymore. There is power in protest. These people cannot be afraid to come out of the shadows.
Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.